Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's January 3rd, 2008, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released September 8th and 9th, 2003.
Nazarene, one of those opposing our emails, brought out the Bible verse, "The dead sleep in the ground, knowing nothing." This is often a verse we are challenged with. Can you explain to people what was meant about this?
To fully understand this statement, Alora, you must understand the traditions and beliefs of the day. The people in those days believed that the body had to be preserved because that every once in a while the soul, or what they called the chi, would have to return to it and dwell in it for a while and then go off again on its astral journeys. They believed if the body wasn't kept intact, then the soul would have no home to rest in between its astral journeys. Of course, we all know today that this is completely hogwash, that once the body is done, it has no further purpose. But the people in those days believed that the body had to be preserved, that if the bones of the dead were disturbed, the soul would be destroyed. But of course, the soul cannot be destroyed. This is what was being said when this statement was made, that the dead sleep in the ground knowing nothing. It meant that the soul did not return to this body, that there was nothing in that body, that the chi did not exist. The soul existed, not the chi. And this was a very violent argument in those days. And for this to be said was a shocking thing to tell people, because they believed so much in the chi and that the body had to be preserved in order for the soul to exist. And to tell them that it didn't was a thing that was absolutely horrible to them. This had nothing to do with the afterlife at all. It had to do with the idea that the body was necessary to continue the existence of the soul.
Oh, I think I get it, Nazarene. Well, have we got a surprise for them.
We've got a lot of surprises, Alora, for those standing at the gates of heaven. Some good, some very, very bad.
We'll be back after the break.
God here. In the recent battle when the homosexuals tried to destroy my son's power, Lord Zeus and his people came to his aid. I asked the children of spirit to add his story to their history. Here is the address.
voicesfromspirit.com/light/zeus/cover.htm.
Nazarene, there is a big controversy about the removing of the Ten Commandments from a government building in Alabama. What are your feelings on this?
This is one of those sad and odd situations, Alora, when both sides are absolutely right, and it is very hard to take a position on something because you're going to hurt one or the other. The judge that says that the Ten Commandments are the basis of English law is absolutely true, and I really see no reason why the Ten Commandments couldn't be kept in the entranceway of a courthouse. But the people that say that the church and the state should be separate are also right, and I can see where they don't want them. And sometimes you have to come down on the side of the don'ts instead of the do's. I can see their point, and they want to keep religion out of the government, and that is a very, very good idea. Your founding fathers knew exactly what they were doing because of the trouble that England had when certain religions got control of a country and persecuted everyone else that did not belong to their particular religion. So this is a very difficult question, Alora. But I do believe that it was proper to remove the Ten Commandments. I see no reason why they cannot be in a public park or in some public place or even on the grounds of a government agency, but the understanding of the separation of church and state makes this impossible. As Demetrius says, they should be put on private property, and that ends the problem.
You're full of surprises, Nazarene. I had a feeling you might say that, but I wasn't exactly sure.
When you don't know the answers before I give them, it worries me, Alora. It really worries me.
we'll be back again.